Chapter 13. Nori was excited and depressed. She was excited that the UDM class would show its school spirit and impress everyone at the show-off. And she was depressed that all she could do in the act was bang a tambourine. It wasn't enough. Not with Father and Hawthorne and Dahlia maybe coming. Now that Sebastian was conducting, Nori was the only one in the whole class who had nothing really musical to offer. The week leading up to the show-off was intense. In every classroom, kids ignored their teachers in order to practice their acts. In almost every classroom, the teachers didn't mind because they wanted their class to win. Eighth grade flyers could be seen practicing floating somersaults in the yard, and the lunch helpers just looked the other way. The seventh grade fuzzies were talking nonstop about lizards they'd trained to jump on mini trampolines. Nori and Elliot saw the eighth grade fuzzies carrying large fish tanks into their classroom for their squid ballet. Back on Monday, as the UDM kids practiced their act, Nori had suggested that she be one of the singers again. Everyone had acted like they couldn't hear her. On Tuesday, she had suggested singing again. Same thing. On Wednesday, Nori got loud. "Why can't I sing lead on the third verse?" she'd shouted. Willa had a verse to sing on her own, and Elliot had one too. There were three verses. Bax only sang backup. Andres backup as well. Marigold didn't sing, and Pepper couldn't while doing the body drumming. Why shouldn't Nori sing the third verse on her own? "Fine," said Sebastian. "Give it a try." They tried it. Sebastian counted Nori in. Nori breathed deep. She sang the third verse loud and clear. "I got my hair soaked. This is a heart attack. The earthworms say you should love me back." Sebastian's hands were over his eyes to block the sound waves. He looked like he was about to pass out. Nori knew this wasn't a happy sign. She felt heat rush to her face. Once Sebastian recovered, he said, "I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's not going to work out with you singing. There's a pretty large problem with the sound waves." Nori opened her mouth, wanting to protest. And at the same time, she knew Sebastian wasn't trying to be unkind. He could see the sound waves, and they didn't look good. It was just a fact. "Am I a bad singer?" she asked, suddenly understanding. "Yes," Sebastian said. "I'm sorry." Elliot jumped in. "Nori, you have so many other talents, like fluxing. What if you were a canary? Then you could tweet."
"Chirp," Sebastian put in. "You could chirp in time to the music. No melody."
"Birds are impressive because they're so hard to do," Back said encouragingly. "Coach was telling us that yesterday. They don't even teach them until seventh grade, and lots of people don't master them till high school. So everyone would be really wowed if you did canary."
Nori knew Bax was right. Everyone, including Father, would be wowed if she could do canary. But she didn't know how.
"I can't do canary," she confessed.
"Then be another bird," said Andres. "Be that giant blue thing you fluxed into at the beginning of the year. A bluebird."
Nori blanched. She had fluxed into a giant bluebird to save Andres when the Sparkies had endangered him. But the bluebird hadn't lasted long before it went wonky. She had added a touch of elephant to it for size, and then later, well, it had ended up the wonkiest animal she had ever done. Heroic, yes. But very, very wonky. Nori didn't want to think about it.
"I don't know if I can do a bird and keep my human mind," she said. "Plus, it might go enormous, which would be really embarrassing. And Pepper might scare me, which means the chance of things going wrong is way higher."
"But Bluebird could never hurt anyone," said Andres.
"I think we should keep talking about flamingo, if we're talking about birds," put in Marigold. "Without elephant thrown in, bluebirds are too small. You can barely see them. Flamingos are big and special on their own. And beautiful. You could dance."
You could work on Flamingo with Coach, said Bax to Nori.
I can definitely pause my fiercing for 30 seconds now, added Pepper. I've been practicing every day in case you decided you want a flux.
Ms. Star called over from her desk. Pepper and I can practice even harder if Nori wants to flux. 30 seconds is a good start, and I'm pretty sure she'll be able to go longer soon.
Can you really, Pepper? Asked Nori.
She surged with hope. If she could do an advanced animal like Flamingo during the show-off and keep her human mind the whole time, Father might actually be proud. She was going to find Coach that very afternoon. It was time for a bonus tutoring session.